All right, welcome back to the Roadmap to Wealth podcast. My name is Carlos McWhorter, CPA, and today we're going to be talking about a very important topic when it comes to our financial wellness and just our wellness in general, and it's giving. When we're talking about giving, we want to make sure we're doing it the right way. We want to make sure we're doing it in a way that it continues to enhance us, because that's the whole point of giving. Giving is something that makes us feel good when it's done right. So we're going to talk about those things, and we're going to talk about when it gets bad. What do we need to do to make sure we can get back on track and make sure that the giving portion of our financial lives are in order? So why is giving so important? Giving is one of the five things that we can do with our money. And out of those five things, only one of those things are bad. The rest are good things. Now, when I talk about money, I'm talking about the discretionary cash, things that we can do with our money outside of paying our bills. So number one, giving. That's one thing we can do. Number two, buying time. Think about all the tasks that you don't like to do in your life, whether it's the dishes, the laundry, the yard work, the dog walking. Buying your time is something that we can do with our money that is truly buying happiness. It's enriching our lives and making things better. We can put our time to the things that we want to do, the things that we enjoy doing versus all of these tasks. Buying experience, creating memories for you and your friends and your family. That's something that you can do with your money that truly gives you happiness. Investing and saving. Of course, we want to make sure that we're securing our financial future and continuing to build wealth. And then number five, spending on stuff. So out of those five things, one of them is bad, four of them is good. We typically are in a bad situation when we find ourselves in an unbalanced or unhealthy relationship where we're spending more than what we should versus putting our money to these other four categories. But giving is the topic of today. So of course, giving is good because we want to give to the causes and the people, whether it's religious organizations or nonprofits and people that's close to us, people we care about. When we're able to give, or people just in need, when we're able to give, it does make us feel good and it gives us a greater purpose in life. And that's the whole point of being able to give. God put us on this earth for each other. We have resources. Sharing our resources with people makes us feel better when it's the right way of sharing that resource. So, quick story time. When I was about 16 years old, my dad had a talk with me and he said, "If I'm old and I ask you for money, do you really think I want you to give it to me?" And of course, my answer was yes. He was like, "Nope, I don't want you to give me money when I get old." And he said, too many people are in positions where they can't build wealth for themselves because they have to continue to support their parents. He said, "I'm taking care of me and your mother. I want you to take care of you. If I'm in a position where I'm asking you for money," he said, I must be a wino on the corner and I must be drinking all the money. Do not give me money when I get older." That's what my dad told me. And I didn't understand then. Of course, I'm a kid, I'm 16, but now I understand what he's talking about, because you see so many people in situations where their giving is out of control. They give because they out of guilt, or because they feel like they have to, or they need to, and they don't want to see loved ones go without, but they put themselves in a position where they can't progress in life. And that's not when giving is good. It's out of balance. It's pulling on you more than it should, and it's keeping you from being able to do what you're supposed to be doing for yourself. So we're going to talk about that. How does giving get out of control? Number one, emotions. You have to remove your emotions out of all money situations, out of all money thinking and processing. You have to remove your emotions. I don't care how much money you make. If you are emotional with your money, you will part very soon with that money. You have to make sure that when it comes to giving, something you have to think about it beforehand. You have to think about how you want to give, what you want to give. And just in general, you don't want to make any type of financial decisions, especially giving, emotional, because that's when you're going to part with your money. You have to be very careful about that. Number two, decide what type of a giver you want to be. Are you somebody who wants to consistently give to causes and organizations? Are you somebody who wants to always be able to give to family and friends when they ask, when they need? What type of giver do you want to be? What is your giving identity. This is something that you have to really think about, and not just now. Think about in the future as you progress in life and become more able and more financially stable. How is your giving going to change? Some people, they are gift givers. They love to get very nice and thoughtful and sometimes expensive gifts for their loved ones. You have to think about if that's you, and you want to make sure that's a part of your giving psychology. You want to make sure that's in your budget and carefully plan, so when the time comes, it's not putting you in a bad situation. So what is your giving identity? And another thing you have to think about, many people, when they're planning for retirement, they're not thinking about how much they want to give. They don't think about a giving budget. Think about your expenses, how much you want to travel, the lifestyle you want to live, medical expenses. But if you have kids, grandkids, nephews, nieces, cousins, what type of support do you want to be willing to give them in your older age? That's something you have to think about and make sure you're also investing to keep the lifestyle you want to keep, as along with being able to give if that's what you want to do with your money. So that's something you have to think about as well. What is your giving identity now? What do you want it to be in the future? And make sure that you are financially planning to live out that identity. That way you don't feel unnecessary pressure to give more than what you should give. Number three, never ever overextend yourself when it comes to your giving. I don't care what the situation is, you have to be very, very careful. The saying goes, give from your fruit, not from your limbs. What is it saying? It's saying that if you give people money and give people resources and don't take care of yourself, you end up being in the position in the future where you can't give at all. Right now, you it's kind of discretionary. You could or you couldn't. You could go without. You could sacrifice. But if you continue to give under those circumstances, you're going to put yourself in a position where now you're paying a bill late because you gave so much money to this person. Or now you can't pay a bill and you can't get what you need because of giving or giving too much. So you have to be careful about that. Now, this means when someone asks for $1,000, you might not be able to give them $1,000. You might be able to give them $800. You might be able to give them $300, depending on the situation. You might not be able to give them anything if you're truly taking care of yourself. Sometimes you have to be willing to say no. And that's the hard part, especially when it comes to family, because it's a sticky situation. Sometimes you feel like you can't, and maybe it's better for you to not say no sometimes just because of the relationships that you're trying to maintain. And especially when you're in that unfair position, when this is somebody that shouldn't be putting you under this pressure, but you know if they don't get what they're asking for, they're going to turn themselves into the victim and it's going to strain the relationship. Now, let's say if it's a parent and you have kids, you don't want that strained relationship to impact your spouse. You don't want that to impact your children. So you're in this sticky situation. And I've learned that personally, I'm going to speak personally, because I know other people, they're going to be in a position where maybe they just see it differently than me. But personally, I've learned that I still will have to say no, because it's not fair to me that you're putting me in that position. So whatever strain happens, it's not because of me and it's not my fault. I'm not going to take on that guilt, knowing that it's your fault for being in this position. And it's your fault for trying to put a strain on me when that's not my responsibility. You know what I mean? And if I give it to you, okay, great. But if I don't have it, then I don't have it. Or if I choose not to give it for whatever reasons, those are my reasons. You have to respect those reasons. And you yourself, you have to respect those reasons within yourself. Even if they don't respect them, you have to make sure you are respecting your boundaries. You establish those boundaries. You identify what you're going to give. You don't go over that limit. You don't overextend yourself. Respect your boundaries first and foremost before you have an expectation for other people to respect your boundaries. So respect your boundaries first, set them, respect them, protect them. That's what you have to do with your boundaries, especially in all things in life, but especially money. When we talk about not giving from your limbs, but only giving from your fruit, sometimes that looks like just being careful about what you need and what need means. Sometimes we just look at the bare minimum and we say, well, I have what I need, so I'm going to be able to give? Well, maybe not. Like when we talked about those other things of the spending, the buying time, buying experiences, think about your mental health and think about the position you would be in mentally if you could truly pay for any and everything that you needed as far as buying those experiences that are healthy. Don't put yourself in a position where you can't take a vacation because somebody is begging you for money. That vacation is a need. You need those memories in your life. It's going to enhance your life. Money is for you to use to enhance your life. Money is not something that's supposed to be controlling us. It's something that we use as a tool to support the lives we want to live. That's the whole purpose of it. And when you're in a position where it's wielding you left and right versus having control over it, then that's when money gets very sticky. Like you get uncomfortable talking about it, thinking about it. You get uncomfortable when you're working on your budget, your financial plan. Things feel more restrictive than freeing or liberating. It's because things are out of control. Now, giving is just one of those things. Many things can take them out of control, but giving is one of those things that we have to be careful about. Because a lot of us give and we don't think about the consequences because we don't want to see others go without and we want to protect those relationships. But we have to make sure we identify those needs and take care of those needs first and foremost. If you really need to get the laundry done, you need to pay for it because you really don't have the time, the capacity, that's a need. Take care of your needs first. So don't give from your limbs, give from your fruit. When you have extra, when you have excess, that's when you should be thinking about giving and focusing on that. So let's see. Now, one thing I would suggest when you are talking about not extending yourself and you want to be able to give something to somebody when they ask, but you want to put yourself in a better position as well. You have that conflict. I need to invest. I need to save. I need to protect myself. I need to make sure that I can take care of my emergencies. I can't put myself where I can't fund my emergencies because I'm funding someone else's emergency. So what do I do? This is where a dividend portfolio could come into play. So you are going to invest money into some dividend stocks. You have a portfolio that's strictly for dividends. And when people ask for money, they only can get what's a dividend. They can never get principal. You're never selling shares to give money to anybody. You only take money out that it is paid out in dividends to give to them. So if you have $200 this month in dividends and someone asks for $300, they're getting 200 because you're not going to give from the limbs, AKA the money invested in the stocks. You're only going to give from the fruit or the dividends produced from those stocks. Now, when you do this, you're protecting yourself because you have money that's invested. That's your equity. And the capital appreciation will continue to grow over time and compound. So you're getting a benefit from it. But then as those dividends are paid and even as they grow, it puts you in a position where you may want to give money from those dividends instead of earned income from your employment or your business. So you want to be careful about that. And that way you're taking your money, you're planting those seeds and those investments, those seeds are growing and the fruit from those plants, those dividends, that's what can go out. The seeds and the limbs, the investments, they stay in place, continuing to earn income from you, for you, or continue to build wealth for you. So that's what you should consider doing if you're in that position. So let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about when giving feels bad and why it feels bad. And I'm talking about people specifically. My next episode, I'm going to talk about like religious giving and give some context to that and some of my thoughts. But when it comes to people, there's certain types of people or certain situations when you give, it never feels good because it's a situation that you shouldn't really have to deal with, but people are people, so we end up dealing with them. And one of those things are when people are disrespectful. It sucks to give money to somebody or let them borrow money and they have this entitlement to your money. It just feels so disrespectful. Like I'm working hard. This is my money for my family, for my needs and purposes. But when you ask, you have this entitlement, like you don't have any regard for the time and effort that I put in for this money. But when you want it, you just want it. And a lot of times these people will turn out to be the victim if they don't get it. Or if they say they're going to pay you back and they don't, and you ask for it, then they turn into the victim there and they get an attitude. Like, I hate giving to those type of people. It's a sucky position to be in, especially when you need that money back. You let them borrow the money. So these are situations that you really want to avoid. Giving to people who are disrespectful about what's really your money is probably not going to be a situation where it feels good or it's going to enhance you, unless you're just giving it just to get them away from you. And that's also a benefit as well. So you want to be careful about that. Then number two, the ones that are always in an emergency. Those people will put themselves into an emergency situation. They try to pull on your emotional strings to get you to get to them. So sometimes they wait to the last minute. So it's the 15th of the month and you need money for rent that was due on the first. Why didn't you ask me on the first? And you knew you weren't going to have it well before the first. Why didn't you ask me the last month on the 15th? But now it's an emergency and now you need me to act. You want me to not think through it or not plan. You got to be careful. Those people want you to give to them based on your emotions and feelings and just to manipulate you out of their money. You got to be careful. That's not a good situation for you to be in. That's not fair to you. Whether you have it or not, that's not fair to you. And you need to be able to identify those situations as not fair to you. So that's one situation. Another one are the people who are the poor planners, the repeat offenders. I'm talking about those people where you give money to them, and when you give money to them, the clock starts till the next time you know they're going to ask and you know they're going to need it. It's like taking water and pouring it into a bowl with nothing but holes at the bottom. It just, they're poor with their money. If you give them money, they're going to be poor with the money that you give them. So what's the end? Where's the rock bottom? They're not going to call it. They're going to keep asking if you keep giving. You have to cut that off because you got to be a good steward over your money. If you know somebody is going to waste it, you have to be mindful. This is money that you worked hard for. Why would you give it? And just, again, why would you pour water into a bowl with holes on it? Who would do that? Why would you continue to give money to somebody that is a repeat offender, that's going to waste it? And I'm talking about those people that, you know, they've been traveling, you know, they've been shopping, you know, they've been going out to eat, but they're asking you for money at the end of the month. You're sitting home cooking and being and watching over your finances and being careful, making sure you have money at the end of the month. And here they come. After they've been traveling and doing stuff, man, those people, those repeat offenders, you got to be careful. Also, the ones that really don't care about your situation. I had a close relative one time. Somebody asked them for money and they said, hey, I don't have it. And that person said, they requested, can you put this on your credit card? Can you go into debt because I don't have money? And this wasn't even an expense that they really needed. This was just something that they wanted. So they wanted somebody to spend, not even spend, to go into debt so that they could have whatever it was they were asking for. I don't recall. But that's when people actually do not care about your financial situation. When they want you to go into debt so they can have some fun or go on a trip or have something that, again, you're funding. Those poor planners, those people who wait till they're in an emergency, those people that don't care about your situation, you got to remember something. When you're giving them money, you're not really giving them money to pay their bills or get them out of a tight spot. Some of these people are spending money on whatever there is that they want to spend. They're spending money. They're being careless. They're shopping. But when they need something, okay, they're asking you. You're not paying that bill. You're paying for that bag. You're paying for those trips. You're paying for the shopping. You're paying for the stuff that they spent money on that they should not have spent it on. That's what you're funding for. You're not really funding for their emergencies or for their bills. They have money for that, but they went and wasted it, or they didn't carefully plan. They spent money that they did not have, and now they're putting it on you to give them money or to go into debt to fund whatever poor planning practices or their bad money habits. That's what you're funding when it comes to these people. You have to be careful when it comes to your giving. Again, giving is not just for the people that you give it to. It's just as much for you as it is for them. So if you're giving to the people who are disrespectful, who are play on your emotions, who are poor planners, and also who don't care about your situation, is never really going to feel good. The only way it's a benefit is if you're just giving them money just to get them out of your face. And that's, again, a bad position to be in. But again, people are people, and sometimes people do put us in those situations. But those are the ones that you have to be careful. If you're giving to people and they're in one of these four categories, consider changing something. Consider altering how much you give, how you give, how often even. Sometimes you just sprinkle in a few no's. Maybe you don't cut them off totally, but you got to protect yourself. It might be good for your mental health just to tell this person no a few times, just to give yourself some breathing room so that you don't feel like you'd have this leech just taking resources from you without regard to you. So you have to be careful. Giving should never be bad for your health. It should never be bad for your finances. It should always enhance, and it should always be something that you do to add happiness and meaning to your life. So you have to be careful. Once you cross that line, stop, reset, figure out why you feel this way. If you feel bad when you give somebody money, why? Is it because you really need it? Is it because you're tired of this person asking? Is it because you know that they are just poor planners and you're a good planner? So why should you have less when you are planning? Why are you in this situation? They're the ones that's not planning. They're the ones that are poor with their money. Why are you now lacking for them to have? So identify the reasons and then consider making a change, cutting it off. Consider the dividend portfolio and only giving dividends. Come up with how much you want to give. You may say, hey, No matter what, I know I can spare $200 a month, and maybe that's your giving budget. So when they ask for that month, if they ask for $300 and you got two, they get two, and that's it. You have to think about that. Now, I was doing this analysis, and I know when people think about giving money, if someone asks me for $500 or someone asks you for $500, we typically see if we have it or not, and then we make a decision to give based on that. I'm not going to say don't give, but I'm going to say consider this. When you are giving money, think about how much money you have to earn to have that money. Now, what I mean is, if there's money in your bank account, you've had to pay taxes on that money. You've had to pay federal taxes, payroll taxes, state maybe, and where I live, we have county taxes. So we have payroll, federal, state, county. Then I also have insurance that I have to pay. Before that money hits my bank account, I've paid that insurance premium, dental, vision, and also 401k. So that's money that comes out of my check and goes and gets invested before it hits my bank account. So the money that's in my bank account, I've had to earn much more than that, between 30 and 45% for most people, before that money is sitting in that account. So when you're giving someone $500, you're actually giving them about $730. If you think about it, if you think about all the money that you had to earn, all the taxes and fees and insurance and benefits that comes out of your check, for you to have that money, sometimes that's 30%. There's 30% more of earnings of your work that's represented by that money that's in the bank that had to go to other stuff like taxes and insurance. So when you're giving someone $500, you're not giving them $500. You're giving them $750 maybe, just to round it out. So think about that. If you're giving someone $800, it's about $1,300 actually that you're giving them. So when people ask for money, they're just thinking about the dollar amount, but you have to be wiser than that and understand you're giving them a lot more than what they're asking based on the nature of the taxes and insurance and everything that we have to earn just to have the money that we have in our account. So we have to be careful and mindful not to waste your hard-earned effort and cash away to people who are not, I'd say, deserving of that money. So that is one thing that you have to think about. And I just wanted to talk about that just because I remember that lesson my dad told me, or I guess you could say it's a lesson, but it was just some wisdom that he told me. And sometimes seeing it come around full circle and seeing other people in that situation and struggle because of it, and they don't know how to navigate it. This is something that we should be able to navigate. This is something that should be really easy to navigate. I know family puts us in positions where it's not easy, but it should be. And it could be if you keep control of your giving. So always control your giving. Don't give yourself out of a healthy lifestyle. Don't give yourself out of happiness. You have to be careful with that. All right, so I'm gonna pause. So that wraps up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think in the comments if you have experienced this, and what are you doing to combat this position of giving yourself out of your happiness and giving yourself out of financial stability? Have you faced it, and what are you doing to combat it? So I'm curious to know how you deal with it and what you're going through. Let me know in the comments, and I hope to see you in the next episode.